Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Wednesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. The Orlando Magic have three games left in the regular season. There are so many scenarios on the line with three games left in the regular season. I'm going to try my best to start the show today to break it down as we get ready for the NBA playoffs. I know this is the guarantee I can tell you. The Magic will be in the playoffs. Where they're going to be to start the playoffs, no one has any idea. We'll start with this then. They lost last night. They laid another egg on the road. This time last night, they're at Houston. Double-digit loss. And honestly, it was over in the first quarter. The only guys that really showed up for the Magic last night were Paolo Banchero had 21, Jalen Suggs had 21, and then that's about it for the basketball team, right? They scored over 100, but another just tough loss for the Orlando Magic on the road. Great at home. I know Jake Chapman, the radio play-by-play guy, said this yesterday on the air. Great team at home. They have problems on the road. It's not just them, but that was a game last night they really needed, and they laid an egg. And it really shows with this roster, they need Franz Wagner. Franz Wagner is a big part of this team. Paolo Banchero, I think, is number one most valuable player to this organization. Number two has got to be Franz Wagner. Remember, had the ankle issue on Sunday in the win against Chicago. Did not play last night. It showed. If the Magic are going to do any damage this postseason, Franz Wagner's got to be on the basketball court. He has to for this organization. So they don't win last night. Tough loss. The problem, everyone else that's jumbled with them, you know, you look at Milwaukee, New York, Cleveland. It looks like when you looked at the games last night, everyone else won, which hurts Orlando, the team right in your backyard. Not good. Here's the latest update at this hour then. They have three games to go. They're going to Milwaukee tonight, back-to-back road games. Never easy. Then they're at Philadelphia on Friday. Then they end the regular season on Sunday at home, 1 o'clock with the tip. Final chance to see the team, regular season finale. They're going to take on Milwaukee again. So two of the last three are against the Bucks. But here's the interesting part about this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, in a game last night on national TV, where the Bucks are at home against the Boston Celtics, the best team in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee comes out, they had a current four-game losing streak, they come out, and they hammer the Celtics, and they send a message to Boston, hey, we know you got the best record, we know you're going to be the one seed, but you know what? We're coming for you this postseason. We'll be ready. We got Giannis. We got Damian Lillard. We got Chris Middleton. We got a basketball team. We're going to be ready. And then the third quarter happens. And Giannis falls over. And it looks like it's a horrible, serious injury. And it's not good for Bucks fans or the Bucks organization or Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he has to leave the court. They took the exams. The latest update at this hour, it was a strain, not a tear of the Achilles. So here's what's interesting, and this, if you're a Magic fan, I bring this up. The Magic, again, are going to take on Milwaukee two times out of the last three games. I don't think they're going to have to take on Giannis Antetokounmpo, a top 1, 2, 3 player, depending on who you're talking to, in the NBA. You might have dodged a bullet if you're the Magic. You don't have to take on Giannis. You saw that team play last night on national TV. If the Magic had to go to Milwaukee and take on Giannis and the full squad, they're not winning that game. But now, and I always say this, you got to take advantage of the opportunities that are put in front of you. Hey, if you're the Magic, no Giannis tonight, you're there on the road. We're not sure at this hour. It's still questionable if Franz Wagner can play. Still has the ankle issue. Get the win. Steal the win tonight. I don't care they don't have their top player. You got to get the win. And then what you got to do, you got to go get that win on Sunday against Milwaukee as well. Because there's no way Milwaukee is going to let Giannis blow out his Achilles, destroy his calf, And then, oh, yeah, well, he'll be out for 12 months. Now, they're going to be very cautious with him when he can come back to the Milwaukee Bucks. So take advantage of that. Go there, get the win. I know I'm getting kind of like antsy about this. Come on, it was a terrible loss last night, but there's still a chance. There's always hope here, because here's the latest standings at this hour in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference. Here's what you got. Boston, they're the one seed. Just forget about it. You're not getting that. Two seeds, Milwaukee. They have a one-game lead over the Knicks, who are the three seed. Orlando's the four seed as of right now. They're two games out of Milwaukee. 2-3-4, it's two games. And then right behind that, you got Cleveland, you got these other teams. It's all right there. The most dangerous team right now that has just been sitting and it's been waiting, it's got to be Philadelphia. They're right there where you're not sure what their seeding's going to be, but they have the reigning MVP. Yes, you have the big man down low, Joel Embiid. He is back, and I don't think they've lost since he's come back. That's the team the Orlando Magic are going to take on Friday. If you can go 2-1 and get the three seed, then I think this would be a complete success down the stretch here with less than a week to go in the regular season. And I think this injury to Giannis, and I feel bad. I don't want him to be injured. He's a great player. He's good for the NBA overall as a product. But this is good. This is good. I was very angry about last night's performance where they just... It's like they didn't even show up. They didn't get off the plane. But hey, this is good, though. This is going to be interesting. Three games to go if you're the Magic. And you know what's funny? I'm such, like, in the zone right now. I'm getting ready where I'm excited to go to the Kia Center there in Orlando for actual playoff games. I know it's crazy to say. I'm excited about this. I am. But look, this whole season, no matter what happens here down the stretch, this whole thing is a success. It is. Because when I was at Media Day in, what was that, like mid-September or so, with my good friend Jerry Durney, I remember we were talking after we left Media Day, like, hey, this is exciting. This is a young team. Hey, if we could just get in the play-in tournament, if we could just see a postseason game. That's how low the expectations have been. Hey, if we can get to 40 wins and we can get to the playoffs and just see a game, even if we get swept in the first round, hey, that's progress. Then you can build on it. Maybe you add another guard in free agency, and maybe they get even better next year. So that's why I think of then to now, where it's like I'm just frustrated that they lost last time. Hey, they're going to be in the postseason. Now, are they going to host a first-round series? Are they going to be on the road? It's going to be very interesting to see. But this is a must-win tonight. If they want home court advantage in round one, they got to win this game tonight. No Giannis, no excuse. You should go get that win tonight. That's what it needs to be. And you look at this box score. Let me go over this real quick. All right, here's what you had last night. You lose 118 to 106. Paolo had 21. Carter Jr. had 7. Fultz had 18. Okay. Gary Harris started, played 31 minutes, had 6 points. He only took 3 shots. Suggs, 21 points. Okay, then your bench. Isaac had 10. Okiki had 2. Mo Wagner had 12. Cole Anthony only played 12 minutes, had 2 points. Ingles had 7. That's it. It's not good. It's not good. They got to be better than that. I know Van Vliet, what did he have, like 37? Man, oh man. You know, we talk about the Magic where, you know, you're constantly hitting on all these draft picks over the last like 3 or 4 years. It looks like Houston... Okay, you look at all these guys where it's like Green, Thompson, Smith. Like, they have a lot of players there where, yeah, they're starting to hit on the draft, and you add Van Vliet. Like, yeah, Dylan Brooks, you know, okay, they're going to get around 40 wins. They might improve moving forward. Yeah, this might be interesting for Houston. But I don't cover Houston. I cover the Magic. And you got to get the win tonight. This is very key. Got to get the win there at Milwaukee. You got to do it. Please show up. Please. Please. I think there was a game also like where Phoenix, and you know, they got Kevin Durant, and they got Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and all these great players. I think they, what was it? They, what were they down like 37-4 in the fourth, in the first quarter or so? Like, what is happening here? It's just so funny in the NBA where it's like, hey, we're going to show up. No, sorry, we're not going to show up. There's no consistency. None from any of these teams. And that's what's going to make it interesting. It is. And again, Boston has been great all season long. And that upgrade where they got Kristaps Porzingis, huge move by Boston. Best move of the offseason. And it's going to get them the one seed. And you're like, yay! Like my buddy TJ McMahon loves Boston Celtics basketball. He must be excited for the postseason. But then you see that performance last night and you're like, are you sure? Are you sure they're going to the finals? You sure about that? And that's what's going to make it fun. But you got to get in and you got to play when it matters. Magic have no more games against sub 500 teams moving forward. Again, Bucks, Philly, Bucks, then you're going to play a playoff team. Oh, it's going to be fun. Oh, yes, it is. So that's the NBA. One more thing here for the Open. You know, news and notes in the NFL. Yes, the NFL announced this morning that they're going to have a Friday night game opening weekend. So we don't know. I don't think we know the Thursday night game yet, unless I'm missing something here. Do we know? Is it going to be Kansas City and someone else? I don't know if we have the actual game yet, but we know that Kansas City will be the opener. They're the defending champs Thursday night. Then Friday night, the NFL is going to Brazil, and it's going to be Philadelphia, and it's going to be Green Bay, Friday night football. So that opening weekend, Thursday night football, Friday night football. That's right. Sorry, high school football, but I'm sorry, we have to go to Brazil. You're going to have Friday night football, college football, then NFL Sunday, NFL Monday with the doubleheader. Nonstop. Football is king. I kind of like this time of year because I kind of like, I feel like it was seven straight months of the NFL, which I love with all my heart. But there's a part of me mentally and physically that I do need a break where I need to just chill out for a second. And then, yes, once we get back to around Labor Day, it's going to be football all weekend long, every single weekend for six straight months. It's great. It really is. But man, they're not messing around. The NFL is going to Brazil, Germany, England. When are they going to China? When are they going to Saturn? When are they going to the Renaissance? The NFL is king. It is everywhere. And now it's going to be on Friday night. They did say they're not going to do Christmas Eve because I think Christmas is on a Wednesday. They're like, nah, I don't think we could do a Tuesday night. If viewership was better, maybe we would. But no, no Christmas Eve. Friday night of opening weekend, yes, in Brazil. Packers and Eagles. No Christmas Eve. Sorry. I'm sorry we can't have NFL on every single day. So you have that, and then the one more at the NFL is, here on the Mark Moses Show, yes, Jacksonville Jaguars have announced they are giving star pass rusher Josh Allen a five-year extension for about $150 million with $88 million guaranteed. He led the Jaguars in sacks last year with 17.5, a franchise record. He's 26 years old. He's a stud. He wanted a new contract. It's a story we broke down all season last season, and he finally got it done. Now, why was this not done a couple months ago? That's another question for the Jaguars to answer. But he's coming back. Five-year deal, $88 million guaranteed. He's 26. He's in his prime. And the expectations for that guy should be even higher now. If you're going to make $25, $30 million a year, whatever it is, it all depends on the contract. I want defensive player of the year. That's what I want. If I'm the Jaguars with Josh Allen, that's what it needs to be. But we'll find out. And I know John Ferry is going to join us. Yes, he is. He is going to join us. We are going to break it down. He's going to join me. David Waters with Gators Breakdown. We're going to preview the Florida Gators spring game coming up on Saturday. That's right. 1 o'clock with the kick. It's free and open to the public if you want to go, right? And Chris Graham's going to join us. Yes, from Augusta Free Press. I've been holding off. I want his thoughts on WrestleMania. Did they finish the story in his eyes? We'll break that down. And this morning, I sat down. Great conversation. I'm going to play it at 5 o'clock today. Yes, yes. my good friend Jeremy Shulman, who was the coach at Eastern Florida. He's now the coach there at UT Martin. I had a great, I'd say, 20-minute conversation with him. We did it as video as well. I'm going to post it to YouTube, and I'm going to play it at 5 o'clock today. Why did he leave the Space Coast to go take that job with the Skyhawks? Great conversation, 5 o'clock today. Let's have some fun. And you know what? Let's talk Gators, and let's talk that Josh Allen deal with my good friend John Ferry Sports Now. He'll join us next. We'll get his thoughts. Was it a smart move for Jacksonville? And what does he want to see in the spring game? We'll do that next here on the Mark Mosey Show.